Imagine losing a family member to genocide in your homeland. Then imagine traveling to another country, thousands of miles away, to find out that the man accused of killing your loved ones is living nearby. That's the experience of some Guatemalans living in New Bedford and Providence. The man they believe responsible for killing their family members is scheduled to be in immigration court tomorrow. He's asking to be released from custody. WBUR's Simone Rios has the story.
Especial para el frío.
In a cold, bare-bones apartment in a working-class part of Providence, a woman in her mid-40s stirs a pot of hot chocolate. She says it was sent from Guatemala, special for the cold. She pours the steaming chocolate into a mug on her kitchen table, where she keeps a black-and-white portrait of her father, Manuel Tzok Ichkotoy. He's one of 200,000 people killed in Guatemala's armed conflict, from 1960 to 1996.
Bueno, mi padre desaparece un 12 de julio.
My father disappeared on July 12, 1982, and 2 years later, my mother died of cancer. We were alone. We suffered hunger, pain, fear, and insecurity. We were children.
Éramos niños.
And the man she says is responsible, Juan Alessio Samayoa Cabrera, lives less than a mile from her home in Providence.
My mother asked us before she died that our hearts never fill with anger against the people who took our father away.
This woman spoke to WBUR on condition of anonymity. She fears allies of Samayoa could come after her children here in the United States. Samayoa is 67 years old. Providence police say he has no criminal record in the city, where he owns a house and by various accounts has worked as a landscaper. Samayoa is the father of eight and had been living in Providence undocumented since the 1990s. That is until late October, when officers from Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, arrested him for immigration violations. While his deportation case proceeds, Samayoa is in ICE custody at the Bristol County House of Correction. Authorities in Guatemala say they're waiting for him with an arrest warrant. The Providence woman says she found out by pure chance that she was living in the same town as the man she says killed her father. Waiting in line at a Walgreens pharmacy, she recognized Samayoa's face and black sombrero. Outside the store, she confronted him.
I told him he is very famous in Guatemala. Then I asked if he remembers my uncle and father. He started to shake and his facial expression changed. Then I got a lump in my throat, and I never saw him again.
The Providence woman is an indigenous Mayan, part of a group that suffered what is widely seen as a genocide in the early 1980s. For some Cold Warriors of the time, it wasn't a genocide. It was a war against communism. Many Guatemalans in New Bedford and Providence come from the Quiché region in the country's western highlands. It was there that Samayoa, by his own admission, led a paramilitary unit of 500 men. Court documents supplied by the Guatemalan government accuse Samayoa of involvement in 13 rapes, 38 murders, and dozens of kidnappings. The accusations include burying people alive and torching their homes. The document indicates one victim had his eyes ripped out of his head. A man who recently moved to New Bedford from Guatemala says his father was killed in Quiché in 1982. He says he remembers when Samayoa and his patrol came for his father.
I know that man very well. They left me alone, but they took my father away, and we later heard he was killed in a ravine.
The New Bedford man also asked that his name not be used for fear of retaliation.
I remember it very well. He was heavily armed and he was wearing a black sombrero. He was bouncing around with his people like a madman. He knows what he did.
Samayoa, his family, and his lawyer all declined to speak to us for this story. In immigration court, Samayoa hopes to get out on bond while his case proceeds. But ICE wants him in custody because of human rights violations in his own country. Court documents detail Samayoa's version of how he got to the U.S. Samayoa said he made a good living selling cattle and wood in Guatemala. In the early 1980s, guerrilla fighters engulfed the Quiché region, and Samayoa took up arms in support of the military. He says the guerrillas attacked him several times and that he once spent 3 days in a coma. Then, in 1992, he fled Guatemala and entered the U.S. illegally. In the early 2000s, Samayoa applied for asylum, and in 2004, he was denied. But he stayed in Providence, and another 13 years passed before ICE arrested him in October.
The fact that he has been allowed to live here doesn't surprise me.
Kate Doyle of the National Security Archives in Washington, D.C., has testified in war crimes trials in Guatemala.
There are so many cases like Samayoa's that have not yet been uncovered and addressed.
Doyle says Samayoa is one of roughly 1,900 suspected human rights violators living in the United States. And special units at the Department of Justice and ICE are going after them.
I am confident that the ICE Human Rights Violators Unit is looking at this case as a way not simply to detain and deport an undocumented individual, but rather to highlight Samayoa as a human rights criminal.
Guatemala's top human rights prosecutor is Hilda Pineda. Pineda says officials are waiting to arrest and charge Samayoa once he's deported.
I think he's a very bloodthirsty person, with a great level of cruelty given the way he killed people. They were subjected to torture.
Pineda says prosecutors want Samayoa to be sent to Guatemala so they can do their job.
That's what we're after. We want him to be sentenced based on the facts.
But some Guatemalans here in New England lack faith in the justice system in their country. Just a few years ago, the courts overturned a guilty verdict against perhaps the most notorious author of Guatemala's genocide, former President Efraín Ríos Montt. But advocates in the country say things have changed. They point to recent convictions of Guatemalan war criminals as evidence there will be justice for Juan Samayoa. For Samayoa to make his way to a Guatemalan courtroom, ICE must first deport him. And that could take months, if not years. The Guatemalan woman in Providence is watching and waiting.
Para mí como hija, pues se abre un camino de esperanza, porque por fin voy a saber dónde está mi papá.
She says she hopes Samayoa's arrest leads ultimately to her father's remains, to a Christian burial, and to justice. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Simon Rios.